Blog Talk Radio.
Before 9/11, 48 senators voted to burn the flag of the United States of America. 8 were on the Senate Intelligence Committee, headed up by Bob Graham of Florida, Carl Levin of Michigan, Rockefeller, Wyden, Durbin, Evan By, John Edwards, Barbara Mikulski, Fred Thompson, plus Daniel Akaka, Evan By, Robert Bennett, Joe Biden, Jeff Fingerman, Barbara Boxer, Robert Byrd, Maria Cantwell, Gene Carnahan, Thomas Carper, Lincoln Chafee, Hillary Clinton, Ted Cochran, Ken Conrad, John Corzine, Tom Daschle, Christopher Dodd, Byron Dorgan, Dick Durbin, John Edwards, Russell Feingold, Bob Graham, Tom Harkin, Daniel Inouye, James Jeffords, Ted Kennedy, John Kerry, Herb Cole, Mary Landrieu, Patrick Leahy, Carl Levin, Joe Liverwurst, Mitch McConnell, Barbara Mikulski, Patty Murray, Bill Nelson, Don Rickles, Jack Reed, Rockefeller, Paul Sarbanes, Chuck Schumer, Gordon Smith, Arlen Specter, Debbie Stabenow, Fred Thompson, Robert Torricelli, John Warner, Paul Wellstone, and Ron Wyden. 80% of flag burners vote to kill kids. Here are the flag burners in the House. Abercrombie, Ackerman, Allen, Baldwin, Barrett, Becerra, Berman, Blumeyer, Banya, Borski, Boucher, Brady, Capuano, Cardin, Carson, Clay, Clayton, Conyers, Coyne, Davis, DeFazio, Hill, Hinchy, Heffel, Hextra, Holt, Honda, Hooley, Hoya, Inslee, Israel, Jackson Lee, Johnson, Jones, Kennedy, Rhode Island, Kilpatrick, Kine, Kluska, LaFalce, Lawson, Leach, Lee, Oberstar, Obey, Alva, Pastor, Paul Payne, Pelosi, Peterson, Petrie, Rangel, Rivers, Roy Alibard, Sabo, Sanders, Sawyer, Schakowsky, Scott, Serrano, Shadeg, Shays, Slaughter, DeGente, DeJet, DeLauro, Dix, Dingle, Doggett, Dreyer, Ehlers, Engel, Eshoo, Evans, Farr, Fatah, Filner, Flake, Meek, Frank, Gilchrist, Gonzalez, Greenwood, Hall, Hastings, Levin, Lewis, Lofgren, Lowy, Maloney, Markey, Matheson, Mitsui, McCarthy, McCollum, Baghdad, McDermott, McKinney, Meehan, Watt, Meeks, Miller, Mink, Moore, Moran, Nadler, Snyder, Solis, Stark, Tanner, Tauscher, Thompson, Tierney, Udall, Colorado, Udall, New Mexico, Velazquez, Visklosky, Waters, Watson, Waxman, Anthony Weasel, Wiener, Wexel, Woolsey, Wu. Did I say Nadler? Through the streets of my city, old glory is dragged. 48 traitor senators voted to burn my flag. 135 congressmen, they did the same. 40 days before 9-1-1 came. Hezbollah tortured Buckley, PLO killed with pride. A homeward-bound sailor shot bloodied, he died. Marines in Beirut, the USS Cole, Mogadishu in Kenya, and we lost our soul. No one will tell you that mothers with child were crushed and burned as terror ran wild. Of an airline stewardess whose hands that were found at the WTC, in prayer they were bound. Come all ye Americans and list while I sing. For love of our country is a terrible thing. It banishes fear with the speed of a flame and makes us all part of the patriot game. In Baghdad as I lie here my body all holds, I think of the communists who bargained and sold, voted to burn my flag. They didn't have a clue. They destroyed my constitution with the ACLU. Maestro, play that tune one more time before the commies ban it. Days before 9-1-1, 48 senators voted. When 9-1-1 broke out all over the Middle East, part two, Hillary Clinton ran to the microphones and she blamed it on a film. Actually, it was a little tiny video clip, about 5 minutes long. But it wasn't the film that caused the Obama surge. It was the film over our eyes. Wake up. Who told you it was the film calling Mohammed a pervert that caused two embassies to fall? Why, the State Department did. CBS did. PBS, NPR, CNN, NBC, and ABC. Wake up. What does that tell you? Who do they work for? Well, they all work for Obama. They are lying. What was yesterday? Yesterday was 9-1-1. When were the embassies attacked? 9-1-1. But the war is over, according to Obama, because he got bin Laden. Did he do it by himself? Yes, he told you that. He told you that? Yes, he got bin Laden by himself. The State Department told us. CBS told us. PBS told us. NPR, CNN, NBC, ABC. Did they tell you Obama lost 22 SEALs from SEAL Team 6 and 8 GIs in a phone-ahead ambush? Oh no, that can't be. Did they tell you Obama lost 2,000 American lives in Afghanistan and Bush only lost 461? Oh, that can't be true. Why not? Because I would have heard it on CBS, PBS, NPR, CNN, NBC, and ABC. I only heard about NATO troops dying. Did they tell you where they were buried? No, but it must be Holland.
Sorry, pal, they're all Americans. 2,000 moms got a flag that 40 Democamo senators voted to burn 40 days before 911 SJR7. That is not true. I would have read it in the New York Times in parakeet cage floor cover. Surely I would have seen it on CBS, PBS, NPR, CNN, NBC, ABC. Here is some info that might explain why Obama and Clinton lie. Ayman Zawahiri, the number one man in Al-Qaeda who was trained in the Soviet Union by the KGB. Source, a top KGB agent named Litvinenko, who was plutonium poisoned in London by the KGB. The Quilliam Foundation in the UK says the attacked U.S. consulate in Benghazi was a well-planned terrorist attack, and the real motive was revenge for the killing of Abu Yahya al-Libi, the second-in-command of al-Qaeda. 24 hours before the attack, Zawahiri released a 911 video where he called on Libyans to avenge the death of al-Libi. Roughly 20 terrorists prepared for a military assault. We'll upgrade that figure from 20 to 100. And here's something to think about. When Obama got the bin Laden, the first thing they announced was they got all his hard drives, they got all his pamphlets, they got all his records. That was classified information, and it was actable by the CIA upon receipt. But Obama clued in the terrorists that we had it. They never should have said anything. They should have started a little fire in the room and said everything got burned. He burned everything. So we're not too bright. A third-rate burglar would know better. We're not too bright, or we're deliberately stupid. So where was I? Zawahiri released a 911 video where he called on Libyans to avenge the death of al-Libi. It was a two-wave attack. The first wave led to the evacuation. The Libyan forces helping the helpless pointed out the new location. And then the second wave struck. As it is right now, from what we've learned, was 100 waiting for 4. Yeah, it must have been a very quick firefight. And they got separated from the ambassador. When Hillary talks about our allies in Libya, I flash to our allies in Afghanistan who backshot 51 Americans, covered up by Obama, CBS, PBS, NPR, CNN, NBC, and ABC. Another cover-up plan is to sneak the bodies home in coffins draped in the American flag that 48 senators voted to burn. You know, you only get one shot every 4 years to make it to reset your government, and you're not doing a very good job. If Ohio goes to Obama, I will be brokenhearted. And you know what I think about when I think about Ohio? All those blue bellies who died in the Civil War, fighting for a unified America. And a lot of them came from Ohio. And now they're being sold down the river by communists. It also seems that we have, let's see here, when Hillary talks about our allies, the media covers up the deaths under the category NATO troops. Soviet and Chinese intelligence works hand in glove when we spend billions that ends up going to the communist side. It also seems we have a Pentagon infected with lemons, top brass with no combat experience, like the 7 military judges with no combat experience that sentenced Lieutenant Bahena, an airborne ranger who killed a terrorist who tried to take his gun, or Sergeant Evan Vaylor, who was allowed to be tried in an Iraqi court. And his crime was his commanding officer ordered him to shoot a local who had uncovered their concealed sniper position. The CO was found not guilty in an American court, but Bahena did time for the CO's crime. Obama will have murdered Hosni Mubarak if Mubarak dies in prison. That Obama let the Muslim Brotherhood out to run Egypt. Beware when the government press complex says we are all going to be murdered by a handful of bad Muslims. How many is a handful? About a billion plus 48 senators. Not only is this loser killing us financially, $79,000 for his GM vote. That's what they lose on every one. And it only gets 60 miles to the explosion. Without terrorist help. $76,000 for a Chicago teacher who turns down a 16% raise with fourth grade students that can't read and eighth grade students that can't add. No one knows where Benghazi is, including the teachers. They think it's an ointment. Did you get a load of the communist red wave? I would feel safer with kids being watched by Chuck Schumer, in spite of children's gut feelings. Obama told us he was winding down the war, closing Gitmo and turning Iraq over to Iran. His party's party in Syria with Bashar al-Assad. Instead, he starts two new wars, sneaks U.S. troops into Yemen. John Cambodia Kerry covers it up. He turns 3,000 Taliban over to the Afghanis, who allow them to go home on weekends. He leaks SEAL secrets to Hollywood, saying, make me look good. Then sixth the number one gun runner to communists on Mexico, on one lonely a SEAL, still alive, who gave up no secrets. In his memoir, yeah. Obama lost SEAL Team 6 in a phone-ahead ambush and paid no tribute. That might make him look bad. I always thought Obama was Jewish because he buries his mistakes by sundown. You want four more? What are you, nuts? The communists always give freebies before you have to work the rice paddies. Just ask the Cubans who own all the sugarcane. Who owns all the sugarcane? And who owns all the cigars? Just ask Venezuelans and the Iranians. Who owns all the oil? You want to go after big oil? Go after Putin, Chavez, and the mullahs. Want to go after Wall Street inside traders? Ask to see the trades of the House and the Senate made today. Hillary spoke out about today's uprisings. She called on all faiths to come together. She was dressed as the goddess Kali, then did her speech from Gunga Din. Kill for Kali. Kill for the love of killing. Sorry, oh, that's her Planned Parenthood speech. She voted to burn the flag also before 9-1-1. So did John Kerry, reporting for Dudu. Or was it Voodoo? Is that John Kerry, the Kennedy Catholic? I'm a Catholic, yeah. So was Judas. Shall we break for a tune? We'll be right back. you look at the entire Middle East, it looks like the whole world hates us, and it's probably very true. And if only we abandon Israel, they'll all love us. So why don't we give them Israel, and we'll be happy, and they'll be happy, and Israel will be gone. I don't believe that. I have one word for those who think Israel is going to fall. The one word is Masada. And that is the final Hebrew answer. And Masada will be nuclear. So I have a picture of Welcome to New York, the Empire State. And it says, New York laws, take it with a grain of Bloomberg. Used to be a grain of salt, but salt is outlawed. And the sign says, Welcome to New York, the Empire State. I say it's now the Vampire State. And I have another sign, it's all in Arabic, and it's got two arrows, one up and one to the right. And it says, This way to jihad, Sharia laws are strictly enforced. Then I have a YouTube clip called Day, D-E-Y, Coming to America. You'll enjoy it. It's a catchy tune. And Hillary Clinton apologizes for 911 planned attacks. And I have a picture of a woman completely enclosed in a burqa, and she's holding a microphone. And I'm directing it to Hillary Clinton, and she's saying, we apologize for 911. We invite you to come to the USA to see how wide open we are. Very soon our military will no longer get bullets. The 3,000 prisoners in unarmed Camp Kabul are our gift to you and Gitmo too. We realize that Sharia law is the only way to go. You must come to the USA from Mexico and join us in our party of death in burning the American Constitution and the American flag. ACLU guides are standing by. Our controlled media will cover up any atrocity you wish to commit. Obama Wakba. Then I have a little article called Let Iran Have the Nukes. Five should do it. We can say we're cutting down on our stockpile. Remember the Obama Demo Camo slogan. There is safety in weakness. A porn video is our shield. If you really want to get barbarians upset, show them a Planned Parenthood training video. Get a good angle shot of the Democrat bucket of death. Every American issue is off the media table with this Communist Party president. Last night he was blaming the rich while popping $800 champagne contribution corks. This guy parties like Lazarus with a doggy bag only for him. I am sure his doorman feels that one day he will get the same chance coming up from the Bolshevik ranks. Sorry, I can't tip, I'm the president. His Cairo apologetic speech of blaming America was so convincing that the whole Middle East flared up. Jay-Z is going to Egypt with CNN to sing some rap songs, or is it rape songs? There's an Iranian cartoon called Special Dispatch, and it's got a picture of a cobra with a yarmulke, and film. Media film as a forked tongue, and the rattle of the cobra is holding and waving an American flag. That's wonderful, isn't it? That's what the kids read. So what else we got to say here? That's 3 of 8. Or is it, or Jay-Z is going to Egypt with CNN to sing some rap songs, or is it rape songs? Idea and jihad alibi, and no TV and no computer, but we saw Hillary in the mosques. That's what I'm saying is that none of the Arabs that revolted and went down America ever saw this video. They're all taking the word of the imams who are scheduling a jihad. You won't see this Iranian cartoon in the communist media. The 47% have feelings and no idea why more 911s are coming. The new jihad fad is bomb scares at 3 schools, 2 aircraft this week alone. Big schools, too. 50,000 in Texas University. Yeah, that'll rattle your cage. One phone call. What'd it cost them? 20 cents? 20 cents to disrupt the whole country? I hope Hillary doesn't tell her followers to do the malls. You do realize that an Obama trustee from Gitmo set up the mortars at the safe house in Benghazi. Major Hassan will be there next with his Eric Holder collector's item, the Killer Guard AK-47. Why is Obama getting the Jewish vote when he makes Netanyahu take out the garbage? We Americans know you can't be Catholic and a demo camo. There are no statues of Nancy Pelosi and the Kennedy-Kerry heretics in any church. The National Ballet just turned down Nancy Pelosi's request to do her interpretation, to dance her interpretation of the March on Selma. One thing is for certain, if you get killed on Obama's blind suicide watch, you will get the fastest burial with no autopsy by this high casualty administration. You will be buried in the Pravda press before the casket arrives home. No one knows the KIA count in Afghanistan. Well, a gentleman from Long Island convinced me my numbers are right. He just lost a son. His name is Buckley. And his son was backshot by the old Obama Peace Corps. Yep. And he said it's 2,000. And I said it was 2,000 and rapidly climbing. Plus 51 Americans backshot by the Coalition of the Willing. And Buckley's son was one of them. And he was a Marine. 6 Harrier jets never got off the ground. Where were the pilots and the backup pilots? An entire SEAL team killed in a phone-ahead ambush. A general who should have been relieved and replaced with General McChrystal can't do that. McChrystal irritated a thin-skinned man. Doesn't matter that American lives could be saved. The party of death has to maintain its image. If Iran can blame and deflect it to protect its evil plan of destruction, why wouldn't the Democamos do the same? You know who else believes in redistribution? Fidel Castro. That is why he redistributes the workload in the cigar factories and sugarcane fields. And everybody gets the same pay. Nothing. Yet Fidel is worth $670 million. He's another Clinton dynastist. Yeah, not counting the narcotics trade. I do it all for my people. Yeah, Hugo Chavez seized the oil industry for his people and bought $1 billion worth of AK-47s for his people to be used against his people. A hard-working college kid takes a job to pay tuition studies day and night, and just before graduation with the highest score you can get, he is told he has to give 2 points to Party Boy and half his earnings to cover Party Boy's expenses. The alcohol, the weed, the Arab spring breaks. When he protests, he gets a Democrat label and a request denied. You can't do that. This was the USA. What will it be? 4 more years of BS, lies and failure, with an excuse that blames the other guy? Or 4 new years of business growth, less taxes, better security, more opportunity for those who hustle, less division and squabbling over make-believe issues? Don't you want your credit rating restored? Restored! Don't you want your credit rating restored? It wasn't Romney who downgraded America. It was the party of death in Hollywood who always downgrades America. Get rid of the commies, vote for the Romneys. www.mediacrapmatters.us. Bartender, champagne. Pugler, sound boots and saddles. I did this on 9/19. Title is, It's Time to Take the Communist Muzzles Off. 9/11, we forget nothing. It's time to take the communist muzzles off. As we look at the party of death to little children, it is plain to a blind man. Oh, by the way, they're announcing in New York City today in the New York Post that 13 high schools are giving the morning after pill without parental notification. How's that? How's that? You know what? We're going to have to go back to segregation. We're going to have to, guys are not going to be allowed to meet girls till they reach the age of reason, which is 29. We're in trouble. And I see the local high school here is doing it. We're in trouble. Liberalism is an infection. It's worse than gonorrhea. As we look at the party of death to little children, it's plain to a blind man there's only one American party in the USA. We've even lost the choice between the lesser of two evils and evil. When the DNC, a Democrats now communist, that's what DNC stands for, cover up live on TV the removal of God from the USA and the removal of Israel from the face of the earth. How can you be Jewish and then be a Democrat? What do you got, a death wish? How can you be Irish Catholic and be a Democrat? Your ancestors are rolling over in their graves. Don't go to the cemetery. They're liable to rise up and spit on you. So where are we here? And the removal of Israel from the face of the earth. In a heart of hearing a roll call. 3 times they had to do the roll call. You know this party has turned communist. The label machine is broken and the deck of race cards is played out. Going back to the 50s, when a New York Jewish American judge from Fordham University sentenced the communist Rosenbergs to death for betraying the USA, the communists fought back with buzzwords and labels. The label was anti-Semite. The buzzword was McCarthyism. If they had called McCarthy a drunk, they would have been accurate. But his purge of communists was a real attempt to protect the USA. And on his staff was Bobby Kennedy and Roy Cohen, who also happened to be Jewish. Venona papers prove that the Los Alamos lab was infiltrated by communist cells so many that they were spying on each other. They were tripping over each other to get secrets for the Soviet Union. Imagine how strong they are today. They could give you a president from another country. Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the communists win, they win, and when they lose, they win. With one label and a buzzword, the communists put the muzzle on half the country. The rest of the muzzle followed with buzzwords like racist, anti-Latino, homophobe, jingoist, right-winger, and put your favorite here. And if jingoist means my country tis of thee, then jingo all the way, baby. There is no such thing as a right-winger. You mean mainstream American. And speaking of my country, a tis of thee, there was a guy named Stephen Decatur who was protecting merchant shipping in the Mediterranean. And his brother in another ship was attacked and murdered by Libyan pirates. And that's where the Marine song, From the Halls of Montezuma to the Shores of Tripoli, comes from. And Stephen Decatur went and set fire to this captured ship, and then he burned the city of Tripoli. And he once was asked, how do you think about the righteousness of the United States? And he said, without quivering, my country, right or wrong, my country. And that's how we got to look at things today. Because we got half a country left. We're trying to save the other half. And that's what Romney should have said. So, If jingoist means my country tis of thee, then jingo all the way, baby. There's no such thing as a right winger. What you mean is mainstream American. When Chris Matthews has a military expert on nothing but communists, NBC, who calls a battle-weary Marine jazzed up because he is killing Al-Qaeda, who killed his two buddies one house back in Fallujah, and you say nothing, you don't even stand up for that Marine, you are muzzle-ready. When David Lettucehead calls for the rape of Sarah... Oh, David Lettucehead is worth $500 million. He's a poor Democrat. When Davis Lettucehead calls for the rape of Sarah Palin's youngest daughter by A-Rod at a baseball game and misses two beatings, one by A-Rod and his Louisville slugger, and a North Slope hunting trip with Todd Palin. When Jason Piggs describes six sexual acts to be performed on the wives of Romney and Ryan, and it nearly gets played to a child audience, both he and Nickelodeon need to be removed from the land. Freedom of speech. Yeah, but some poor Coptic Christian with half a brain made a little video, and they sent six SWAT teams to apprehend him for Islam. For our friends who gave us 911 and give us 911s every day of the week. I just read a comment by a Vietnam vet who to this day suffers from battle fatigue, not from Nam, but from the airport here at home, where he was spit on and called a baby killer by a draft-dodging pothead, a Woodstock shed slipper, who is a member of the Democamo Party that kills 1,200,000 American babies a year. Hitler called it the final solution. Chuck Schumer calls it settled law. Sig Heil, Democamo. I left out the ACLU, the Atheists, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the Cross Removal Consortium, all great communist goalies. The communists have infiltrated all branches of government and life, from Pornowood, free speech, to TV, from the bench to the supermarket, from the brainwashing networks like ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, Communist Comedy Central, PBS, National Propaganda Radio, HBO, and Bill PLO Dance Amar, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Boston Globe, Newsweek, New Yorker, and Time Magazine. From the school teachers who encourage no pledge, no participation in saluting the flag, if it is still in the classroom. Paid for in the blood of mainstream Americans buried all over the world. To the networks that won't sign in or off with the Star Spangled Banner. To the applications that have checkboxes for splinter groups but none for American. Besides meaning Democrats, now Communists, DNC, also stands for divide and conquer and dilatation and curettage. That's a fancy name for tearing a child's head off. You know it is PBA, and it doesn't stand for the Policeman's Benefit Association. It means just when an American citizen, not recognized by the Supreme Court, almost gets their body out of the birth canal, a scissors is shoved into the baby's head and spinal cord in order to crush life and tear the child from limb to limb. Did you know the law in Germany today is no child murder after 55 days in the womb? In communist America, we can kill these absentee ballots before they see daylight. Did you know the Senate voted no anesthesia for late-term beheadings? To give anesthesia would be to admit the child feels pain. When you tell that the kid is only a little tissue, think about your little tissue when the dentist tells you no Novocaine today. If you watched the floor call at the Democratic Convention, the anti-God, anti-country convention, you will see a Muslim shouting no. According to the press, which has to be verified, there were 20,000 Muslims attending. Whatever the number, did they all shout no? The no people were louder than the ayes that did not have it. See for yourself. Go get the YouTube clip. Then ask yourself why anyone of Jewish descent would proudly say, "I'm a Democrat." When Obama is tying Israel's hands and telling Iran that the Israelis have made arrangements to refuel in Azerbaijan, he will use our satellites to Iran's advantage. He will bow once again to the Saudi king. Will the Democomo Catholics, under the atheistic leadership of the Kennedy, Kerry, Pelosi heretics, do penance for voting child murder, or will they join Uncle Ted in boiler number 3? All three of those good Catholics voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. When did you ever go to a Catholic school and a nun said it's okay to burn the American flag? Name one instance in the whole country. Yes. Caroline does not speak for the Catholic Church. She speaks for the party of death. You can't be Catholic and a communist. Ask Putin. Ask Cardinals Menzenti or Dolan. Looking at the two parties, here is what I see. Based on 50% nays, the party of Harry Truman, who would leave it running today, is already in communist control. Is George Soros going to count the American votes from Spain? The Republican Party is 49% Tea Partiers biting their lip and will vote for Romney. I said earlier we're going to have to drag Romney across the finish line. If the Republicans lose this election, that party as we knew it is finished. The Tea Party will dominate the Republican Party. If Romney wins based on performance, he can unite the country, the economy will get better, and all the people who lost money will see better days. There will be more jobs and less free shit. S-H-E-T. The military will be stronger and we'll be back in outer space. 80,000 Mexicans have been murdered by narco-terrorists. Eric Holder is responsible for more than just one border guard, as the communist press would have you believe. When you send 2,000 weapons and arm 4 regiments of narco-terrorists, the DOJ has declared war on Mexico. They're trying to overthrow the Mexican government. There was no need for Obama to go to Libya. None at all. Gaddafi was as quiet as a church mouse. He got one bomb in the tent, and that silenced him for 20 years. And when he seen the U.S. troops in Iraq, he said, "I'm not going to be next." There was no reason for us to go to Libya. And there's no reason for American troops to be classified as NATO troops. And how can you lose 6 Harrier jets on an airfield? Did you ever see the movie about Pearl Harbor? As the Japs were strafing the airport, the airbase, pilots were running to save their planes. Nobody moved here in Afghanistan. I don't even know if there were pilots there. What a shame they couldn't get one Harrier jet in the air. And one Harrier jet in the air, and you wonder if the Harrier jet had loaded weapons. I bet you they didn't. This Obama is killing the country, and you know what? He is going to kill the country. And everybody's going to applaud as we go down the drain. It is time to take the communist muzzles off. As we look at the party of death to little children, it is plain to a blind man that there's only one American party in the USA. We have lost the choice between the lesser of two evils and evil. When the DNC, a Democrats now communists, cover up live on TV the removal of God from the USA and the removal of Israel from the face of the earth, in a hard of hearing roll call, and they had to do it 3 times to get over. And when it was 50-50, they said the majority says we're going to keep God and we're going to let Israel live two more weeks. Yeah. The only president to ever insult the prime minister of Israel, told him to take the garbage out when he was going out the back door. So, having said that, let me sign off. I'll give you a tune. This tune is for the Buckley family of Long Island, who lost a son who was backshot under President Obama's rules of engagement. He was backshot by the coalition of the willing Afghani troops. So this tune is for his family, and may they have peace.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Okay.
Quiet, boys. Picture.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by know true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and and I know true love ways. Throughout the day, our true love ways will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why just you and I know true love was.
Discovered in the supermarkets by housewives. But I sent it to Romney. I hope he plays it. And it's actually under Obama now. You're paying for 5 pounds of sugar in a 4 pound bag. Can you believe that? That this president is making you pay for 5 pounds of sugar in a 4 pound bag? Well, let's say sugar's $5 for 5 pounds. That's $1 a pound, right? So now you're getting 4 pounds of sugar for the 5 pound price. You just got a 20% hit on the price of sugar. And that's a Democrat tactic. And you know what else they're working on? You know what else they're going to turn into a 5 pound, 5 pounds of sugar in a 4 pound bag? Your 401k. They got their eye on it, and one day they're going to take it away.
just like they took away the money in your Social Security and loaned it to foreign nations. Well, I guess it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
What good is music? What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Can you believe this president of the United States has screwed you out of a pound of sugar? It happened on his watch. Never forget that. Well, all you sugar mamas out there, sugar daddy's going to give you a new tune. And if Romney's smart, he can use this 5 pounds of sugar in a 4 pound bag. And he can win over the black vote. Take away Obama's basketball. Leave him an empty chair. bad. I think that's Cab Calloway. Okay. We've got 42 seconds left. We'll go out with a tune. And don't forget, if you want your country back, you got to get rid of Obama. He's not for us. He don't care what color you are. If you're an American, he's not in your corner. You don't believe that. You can't believe that you could be betrayed. Well, you know what? If you use the 12 apostle rule, 12% will betray you. Anyway, let's see what we got here. Want to give a tribute to the Navy who lost six Harrier jets, or was it the Marine Corps that lost the six Harrier jets? I can't believe that. I can't believe that you could leave six Harrier jets on the ground and not be able to save one of them. One in the air could have taken care of everybody that was attacking. Lord help us. And Lord protect the guys on the run out, because they're going to have it the toughest. Everybody in the Middle East is going to Afghanistan for the final shootout. They're going to have a tough time. And for the Navy SEALs who died without explanation in the press, I will close with the Navy hymn.